Hey, okay, so before we sign off for the day, I thought I would share something with you that's kind of funny. So it was actually my wife who messaged me this. This was on her LinkedIn profile. We've been doing some marketing and some outreach, and she'd had these rather strange responses from somebody who has since blocked me. I don't quite understand why, but let's leave it at that. And he's blocked me, he's blocked my wife. I think he's just blocked all of us, actually. But it's quite amusing. So, for those of you who are listening on the podcast or the radio, I will actually read this conversation out loud. For those of you fortunate enough to be watching this on LinkedIn, YouTube, or on the television, I'll actually show the messages, right? Because you can't tell who it is anyway, because it's all blocked. And we'll make sure that we edit out all the other sides. See that? So, you should now be able to see this on screen. So, we started off just with one of our messages. Just, hi, great to see you. Would you like to appear on one of our networks? Blah, 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 blah. And this is the conversation. So, hello, Saf. Pleasure to connect. Thank you for the offer, but I am not interested. My money is going toward putting David F. Gifford and his wife in prison, and then perhaps moving to Russia, where Paul have more freedom than the US. Okay. Interesting. Not quite sure where this is going so far, but right. And then it said, and where is it? And perhaps moving to Russia, where Pol have more freedom than the US, and where people have morals and don't worship Satan. So there you go. Where the president is a respectable man. You know, not like other countries where the puppet, I mean president, dresses up like a woman and dances around on TV. And then the response back, like 5 hours later or so, was, oh, wow. It looks like those hackers are at it again. I didn't mean to send those messages to you. Cease and desist contacting me, all in capital letters. So whether or not he thinks that we're the hackers, I'm not quite sure. But I just thought it was an interesting message to receive, to say the least. I have had some strange responses on LinkedIn. I've also had a number of colleagues who've had very strange responses on LinkedIn. In fact, I was speaking to a client a few weeks ago. I'll tell you a funny story. And she had a marriage proposal via LinkedIn. Somebody messaged her and was saying, hey, nice lady, you look lovely. And she's like, this isn't really the platform for this. And he's like, I'm not in it for something quick. Like, I don't mind getting married. And it was just, it's really funny, isn't it? So I don't think she found it very funny at the time, but thankfully she's laughing about it now, which means that I can also laugh about it. But the point is this, the reason I wanted to share this with you, other than the fact that it was a funny story, is, you know, we need to be careful that we are, you know, changing our passwords regularly and not staying logged into things. I mean, I've had my emails hacked a few times. There's some bizarre things going out. I had one that was actually pretty scary a few years ago, where somebody actually made a pretty good job of sounding like me. And they went out to my email list and were encouraging them to buy some cryptocurrency thing, saying that I'd just done it and that I'd made some good money with it. So I was giving them a tip off. And thankfully, as far as I know, touch wood, nobody actually did it. Nobody actually bought into it. But that was pretty scary because I read it and I was like, I don't remember sending this. I didn't do anything with that. What's this anyway? So it was an interesting one. But we all need to be careful with it. I think it's, you know, I spend a lot of my time with my clients and with what we do in the market, talking about reputation, talking about authority building, talking about visibility. But it is actually pretty startling and pretty alarming how quickly you can lose that credibility as well, and how quickly you can damage that reputation. You know, so I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and they'd actually had a former employee do sort of a campaign of hate about them online. The short version was that this employee wasn't doing a very good job. They were charging them fees for things that they weren't doing. They weren't delivering projects on time. They were just sandbagging things to get paid, essentially. Until eventually, this person said, "Look, I've had enough. Go away. I'm not doing this anymore. Just leave. You're not part of the company anymore." And this person threatened them and essentially said, tried to blackmail them and said, "If you don't pay me X amount," and it was quite a substantial amount as well. I think at the time it was like $30,000 to $35,000. In like the next 72 hours, then I'm going to destroy your reputation. And this person was like, yeah, of course you are. And they really did. They set up, they hacked the website, and they changed the website to say, don't trust this person, it's a scam, which they're not, they're lovely. They made a load of fake reviews on review sites to say, don't go near this person, it's terrible, they have this air of respectability, but it's all just an act, and damaged them. And because they'd worked for them, they had some confidential documents, nothing major, but they'd had some confidential documents. I think they'd needed a copy of this person's ID when first setting up their business account or something, or whatever it was, but they'd needed this person's ID, and they posted that online with the full details as well, saying, you know, this is the person who scammed me, this is the person who took my money, and it just wasn't true. But it did take a substantial amount of time and even more money to fix it. In fact, it would have taken, cost them less money to just give them the $35,000. And it caused some damage. And unfortunately, once that stuff's out there, it's out there. It's like Pandora's box. Once it's open, good luck getting it closed again. So their reputation was pretty badly damaged from it. And as somebody who is very nice, very gentle in nature, they found that really difficult to deal with, as you can understand. So the reason I'm bringing this up is that, you know, we all need to be very mindful of reputational damage. And I think whilst each of us are self-aware enough to be careful what we say online and be careful what we share online, and you know, have an air of respectability about us, that means that we're not going to be deliberately alienating people or upsetting people or sharing views that are going to purposefully cause upset or harm or harassment. Even if you do feel that way about a particular subject, whatever that subject is, we all have our own personal opinions on things. It doesn't mean that somebody else isn't going to do it on your behalf. It doesn't mean that somebody else isn't going to say something to you, and mud sticks, unfortunately. So, yeah, I wanted to create just a very quick video, very quick end to the show here on Billionaires in Boxes Radio. I'll be back again next week. Same whether you're listening on podcast, radio, you know, LinkedIn, YouTube, wherever it is you are engaging this piece of content with, just have a think about when the last time it was that you changed your passwords on your major platforms were. If it hasn't been recently, maybe go and give them a bit of a refresh. Don't do password 123. Don't do your name. I mean, I'm not teaching you cybersecurity here, but, you know, have a think about what that might look like, and just try and protect yourself. Now, we can't, unfortunately, protect ourselves from nefarious people who want to say and do things online about us that aren't true. That's just part and parcel of life. In fact, it's tall poppy syndrome, isn't it? The higher you rise up, the more likely that is to happen. Someone's going to want to bring you back down with a crash. First time anything negative happened to me, I was really worried about it. And one of my mentors said to me, no, you should see it as a sign that you're doing well, because they don't bother going after small people. And I thought, oh, that's quite a nice thing to hear. Actually, it's quite reassuring that this happens and it's to be expected. In fact, little side story on this, I asked that person who'd had the employee who'd done the reputational damage whether they'd been to the authorities. The authorities told them it was a civil issue, and told them that they wouldn't deal with it. So despite the fact it was blackmail and it was extortion and there was lots of really negative things going on, essentially it was fraud, isn't it? It was trying to defraud a company. They didn't want to touch you, they weren't interested. So you'd like to think in times like that you can pick up the phone to the authorities and someone will go, yep, we'll go kick their door down and make sure it doesn't happen. But sadly, that couldn't have been further from the truth in terms of what actually happened. So I just want you to stay safe out there. You're working hard to build your business, you're working hard to impact people's lives, increase your revenue, increase your impact, and work on your legacy. Don't let something as silly as not changing your password recently be the thing that brings you unstuck, that has somebody sending out messages that you do not want to go out with your name anywhere near associated with them. And again, be careful who you hire. All right, everybody, that wasn't meant to be like a horror story, like, ooh, the truth is out there. It's not that. I would be really sad to see any of you, particularly engaging with this content, any of our clients that are watching this in particular, that are working incredibly hard to do a great job, have a positive impact, positive influence, and leave a lasting and powerful legacy, have that ruined by some asshole who just wants to find a way of damaging you, finds your password, is trying to go do a phishing exercise, is trying to do whatever. So I just want you to be successful. I want you to be happy, and I want you to be safe. Okay, everybody, I look forward to seeing you next week. And until then, take care of yourselves.
Thank you so much for watching this interview on Billionaires in Boxers. If you would like to join us as a guest on Billionaires in Boxers, or indeed on Palooza TV, all you have to do is email us at VIPbookings@billionairesinboxers.com.